The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, November 9, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez urged for establishing a new mechanism for financing losses and damages caused by climate change. On Twitter, the Cuban foreign minister stated his nation, alongside the G77 plus China, champions the right of developing countries to a fair compensation for being the scenario where climate change after effects are most harshly reflected. Within the framework of the UN Climate Change Convention, COP27, Bruno Rodriguez pointed out such a financial support is not a favor to the countries of the South, but an obligation of the developed nations due to their historical responsibility. U.S. officials will travel to Cuba to discuss immigration issues. According to an official note from the State Department, the visit is part of a tour from November 6 to 10, which also includes stops in Georgetown, Guyana, and Miami, Florida. The press release specified that the talks will deal with a full resumption of the processing of immigrant visas in early 2023, as well as the family reunification program at the Washington Embassy in Havana. Last April 21, migration talks were held in this capital between Cuba and the United States, a moment in which both parties reviewed compliance with bilateral agreements on the matter and the mutual commitment to guarantee a regular, safe, and orderly migration. The first Latin American and Caribbean Youth Brigade in solidarity with Cuba visited the Ernesto Che Guevara Memorial on Tuesday, which keeps the remains of the Argentinian-Cuban guerrilla commander and the other combatants who fell in the Bolivian guerrilla in 1967. Luz Mialit Perdomo, Deputy Minister for Women's Development and a member of the national leadership of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, told Prensa Latina that the Che Guevara Memorial is a beautiful space full of spirituality. Honduras Lourdes Dubon, representative of the Continental Latin American and Caribbean Network in the Youth Commission, condemned the United States blockade against Cuba and pointed out that the U.S. rulers do not want to realize that with these measures, humble people are the most affected. Made up of young people from Chile, Bolivia, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Honduras, and Venezuela, the brigade is touring Cuba as a tribute to the Honduran environmentalist Berta Cáceres and the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. And in the international agenda, we have that. Toll revenues over $3 billion and the transit of more than 14,000 vessels stand out among this year's indicators of the Panama Canal, an official report highlighted. The Administration of the Interoceanic Waterway reported that at the close of fiscal year 2022, toll revenues from vessel traffic summed up $3.028 billion. The good performance of the tonnage of cargo passing through the canal, according to the institution, is due to the fact that ships are becoming larger and are passing through the river route with as many containers as possible to achieve greater efficiency in the transportation cost. Meanwhile, the Honduran government's human rights cabinet will begin an investigation into the eviction of Garifuna families by the police in Islas de la Bahía. According to the Minister of Human Rights, Natalie Roque, what happened in Punta Gorda sector goes against the policy of non-repression that characterizes the government of President Xiomara Castro. The president of the country tweeted, stating that she was not informed prior to the execution of the eviction. The Garifuna demand justice for their ancestral lands. This should go to trial, not to eviction that criminalizes rights. I demand immediate freedom and respect for human rights, Castro wrote. According to a government-affiliated TV station, the investigation commission is made up of representatives from the human rights, defense, security, social development departments, the Attorney General's Office, and the Property Institute. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.